Welcome back to the award-winning Travel Planners Radio Show with your hosts, Kevin and Sue McCarthy.
Hey, it's Peter Greenberg here. You're listening to the Travel Planner Show with Kevin and Sue McCarthy, and don't say I didn't warn you.
Speaking of warnings, did they put out warnings when our guest Terry Marshall went on a houseboat in a lake in Pennsylvania? Was the general populace advised of this situation?
I don't think so.
That's probably just as well.
Maybe that's why the lake was a little bit empty, because they warned everybody.
Well, yeah, you went early in the year, which is a good idea, I might add.
And that was very smart planning, yes.
And I say that with a jest of humor, but at the same respect, I would think twice before I took a houseboat out at this point, because that's a lot of stuff to haul around, not physically carry on board, but to make sure you get to where you want to go. You said your friend did most of the driving of the boat or piloting of the boat. Did you get a tour of the helm?
Well, yeah, we did. We shared duties, but Vanessa's much more steady-handed than I am when it comes to things like that. So she kind of got the hang of the steering, because the steering, you know, it's wide if you've ever done a boat, a sailboat or anything, and you'll start, you know, turning the wheel, but it won't turn right away. And then when it does, it really turns, you know. So
right.
She got the hang of it after we were tied up for a couple of days at the cove, we went out to explore more parts of the lake. The lake's 28 miles long, so there's a lot of places to go. And so we wanted to, you know, go all around it. So she did that, and I navigated. And navigating was interesting. You know, we were pretty proud of ourselves that we didn't get lost on the lake. We were able to figure out things. And but then I took a turn driving, and I swear it looked like I was sending messages in script, because it was just like this constant whirl, because I would overcompensate every time I couldn't get it to turn. And
we were a canal barge cruise in France, and at one point we got out on the river for a couple of miles, so they asked anybody if they wanted to take a turn at the helm, and I did that. And yeah, until you get the feel of it, there's a lot of zigzagging going on.
Yes, exactly. It's exactly what it was. And you know, she got pretty good at it after doing it for a while, but I gave up about after 15 minutes and said, here, I'll navigate, because I was better at navigating, and I learned how to tie the boat up to the trees, and that was a big deal, so I was happy about that.
Did this houseboat have outboard motors on it?
Yes, it did. You know, you're asking me a technical term, but yes, it did have an outboard motor.
That's all right. We've got time. Just think about it. No.
You know, I have to work through these mechanical things. Yes, it did. And, you know, and it's operated on board. Your power is with the generator.
Okay.
When you're out in the cove, because you're not plugged in. So we learned about, you know, how to flip all those things on. And it was a little chilly because, it was early in the season when I woke up one morning and she wasn't up yet. And I went in there and I flipped on different things. And she got up. She goes, it's cold in here. I'm like, I know. I don't know what's wrong. She goes, you didn't turn on the heat. Like, oh, yeah, there's one more flip. You switch to flip, you know. But there were so many. We had little cheat notes, you know. And I had a
heated houseboat. You're living large there, girl.
Yeah,
you said there was a stove. Did you have a fridge and all on board? I mean, I assume you cooked while you were there on board?
We did. We had a stove, refrigerator. There were pots and pans, glassware, you know, everything like that. We had a grill on the patio deck portion of the boat. And all of them come equipped with this. So, you know, if you rent one, you get all
nice.
Of these things. And we brought food, you know, we brought things on that we could cook. We were pretty simple. We just did like hot dogs and hamburgers because we're lazy. But you could do pretty much anything. You know, there's a microwave and then a big cooler that you can, you know, have ice to keep, you know, other things in.
Did you try fishing to maybe get some fish for dinner?
Yeah,
well, we knew we would be hungry if we relied on our fishing skills, but that is an option for normal people. You can fish right off of the boat. In fact, we were watching in the cove. We saw a fisherman over, you know, by himself, like way out in the cove. And then I look over the side of our houseboat and all the fish are by us. And I'm like, should we tell him?
Well, did you meet anybody while you were out on the boat? I mean, usually boating is a pretty friendly crowd.
Well, it wasn't super crowded because it was the earliest in the season and it was during the week. But we did see a lot of fishermen and, you know, they would wave and things. But, you know, my New York City nature, I'm like, you think it's safe that there are other people nearby? Yeah. Like, oh my goodness.
did you hear a banjo? Yeah.
No, thankfully. I was for it, though. I did not hear a banjo. So.
Did you get into any of the towns along the way, or did you spend all your time on the boat?
The last night we stayed in the marina. We had them bring us in. You know, you call ahead and they can bring you in and dock you. And so we spent the last night docked in the marina so that we could go out to dinner in town. And we spent some time in the town of Huntington, which is just adorable. I loved it. It's like one of those classic small town Americana, but it's very artsy. They have a lot of very talented people in the town, and they have a lot of festivals. It's home to Juniata College, which has a huge art program. Mm-hmm. So there's art galleries and all these talented people that, you know, have, you know, taken this little town and made it kind of an artist haven in a way. And it was really lovely. And I was just so impressed with the stories of the people. We met this couple that owns Mimi's, which is an Italian restaurant where we had dinner. It was delicious. And they're known for their martinis. So we had a martini apiece, since we didn't have to drive the boat.
This lady knows how to travel.
There you go.
Right. And it was actually just a wonderful little place, but the woman who owns it is the person who founded Thompson Candles. And she was a stay-at-home mom and picked up a candle-making kit from Sam's Club. And from that, this huge candle company was born. Thompson Candles are all over the place now, so... It just those kind of people in this little town, and it was really interesting to meet them. And the Stone Cup Coffee shop, we had breakfast the next morning, and the ladies that own that are just phenomenally talented. I mean, mosaics all over the place, and they display art from other artisans in the community in the cafe. So it's just one of those kind of towns where you could, you know, you have your time on the lake, whether you're mountain biking or hiking or fishing or just swimming and trying to drive a boat. And then you can come into town and, you know, have all these cultural experiences. So it's a really good mix.
Yeah, sounds really like good. It.
So is this something that you and Vanessa would do again?
Absolutely. In fact, when we were posting things about it on, you know, social media, I have a group of friends I travel with a lot here in New York, and they were like, when are we going? Why haven't you taken us, you know? So,
now, you know, can people check out your website or whatever, Facebook, and see some of these pictures?
Well, yes, for me, they can check out everyrotastory.com. We're about to put up our houseboat post next week. So we'll have all our pictures up. So everyrotastory.com is a site that Vanessa and I share together. To find out about Raystown in general and renting the boats and all the things to do in the area, you can do raystown.org.
Super. Great.
You'll find all the information.
Mm-hmm. Did they make you hang a sign on the boat that said learner's permit?
No, but I'm going to suggest that.
That's a good, yeah, there you go.
Well, all right, thanks for coming on. That sounds fun.
We'll check in with you after the road trip in a 50-foot RV. I can't wait.
Yeah.
It'll be fun. Thanks for joining us today. We really do appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure. Don't go away. And travel safe, by the way, Terry. Don't go away. We'll be right back with more great stories on the road.
That did sound like fun. And she's a New York City gal.
Yeah.